And you can see in our community, in the free community, in the last week and a half, it has been on fire because people have been using this strategy to launch quickly. So now the question becomes, how do you launch easily? So let's talk about the easiest membership to create. Before I do that though, can we just give everybody in our community a big round of applause? Just type clap into the comments. Just type clap in the comments. And let's just give all those people who took action and did a founding. Look at, I hope everybody who's taken action this week, take this in. Take this in. This is amazing. Thank you for acknowledging this amazing group of people who took action, who moved forward, who made it happen. They didn't just let the information sit. They implemented it. Yes, big claps, big woohoos. I saw that. Thank you. They deserve all of this. We all deserve this as a community. And this is what's amazing, my friends, is when you are immersed in a community where people are taking action, there is a culture of progress. You can't help but be inspired. You can't help but move into action yourself because you lean on the courage of others, and naturally, it propels you forward faster. Take this in, my friends. You guys are amazing. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for acknowledging those people. Thank you for acknowledging yourselves. So let's jump to the iPad and let's talk about the easiest membership to create. Here's what I want you to realize. When you are creating a membership, I'm seeing a lot of people who get their knickers in a twist because they're overthinking the platform. What do I use? Do I use this? Do I use that? What features do I need? How do I set this up? How do I set that up? It's like people are way over engineering, way overthinking it. So I want you to write this down. This is very, very important. I want you to focus on results, not the platform. People don't buy and join your membership because of a platform. They do not join a membership because of the tech. They join a membership because it's going to help provide clarity. It's going to give them direction. It's going to create convenience and speed. It's going to give them more of you. They do not join because of the platform. So with that, I want you to take a page right out of Cheryl Hatch's book and ask yourself this question. How can I make this super simple? How can I make this super simple? And Cheryl Hatch, when she asked herself this question, she was not technical. She did not enjoy the tech. That was not something that she was looking forward to, and it was slowing her down and giving her anxiety just thinking about it. So she asked herself this question, how can I make this super simple? And here's where she landed. Facebook group plus email. Facebook group plus email. Fastest and easiest way to get started. She created the Facebook group for the community and she delivered all the content via email. Now, the crazy part about this is she did this for 2 years and welcomed 650 plus members during that time. For 2 years, my friends, 2 years, 650 plus members before she ever moved to a platform. Can you do this? Yes. In the comments, can you do this? Let me know. Give me a big yes in the comments. The key is just to keep it super simple. Yes, yes. Look at you guys in the comments. That's exactly it. Yes, you can do this. Yes, you can do this. And so, my friends, I want you to focus on helping people get results. This is what we focus on right here. Results, not the platform. Now, as I said, what happens is that you can always make changes. You can always move to another platform. Now, people always ask me, okay, well, what should I consider? So I'm just going to break it down real quick. There's two options. Host yourself or host for me. Now, inside the full tribe experience, we have what we call a tech bonanza. And essentially what that is that we walk through making a decision for a platform. If you're going to host it yourself, you're going to tend to be more technical. Like, you're comfortable tinkering with tech, setting things up. Whereas when it's hosted for you, it's more plug and play. You're not doing any of the setup per se. You're clicking a few buttons, clicking a few options. But for the most part, it's like an out-of-the-box solution for you. Now, if you host it yourself, you're definitely going to have more flexibility, which means you're going to be able to do more things. Like, you're going to be able to have more options. You're going to be able to have more design options. You're going to be able to do a lot more. But it's going to take more time because the hosted for you, it's going to be faster and easier. And it's a lot less of a learning curve. And lastly, the host yourself, it tends to be cheaper in terms of, you know, the solution. But you'll tend, not always, but you'll tend to find more support on the hosted solution. So for me to give you advice for your specific situation is hard because a lot of times it depends. There's so many factors. But if you were just on this list, let me know in the comments. Do you think that you would host yourself or would you rather somebody host for you? Let me know. Host yourself or host for me? I see a couple host myself. Yes, so a couple people are saying that would be more like, yes, host myself, host for me. Okay, big mix, right? Big mix. So this is great. Host for myself. It's a really even mix. Okay, so given that, like, when you're hosting yourself, this is where it would be more of a solution like Wishlist Member, right? Which is, you know, obviously I'm a little biased because that was my former company, but it's the world's number one membership platform for WordPress. Other host myself options are things like Memberium or MemberMouse. But then on like the host for me, these are platforms like ClickFunnels, like Kajabi, and so forth. Teachable and things of that nature. So there's lots of different options and there's no right or wrong, but what you got to get clear on is, are you going to go for a solution where you host it yourself or are you going to go for a solution where somebody is hosting it for you? That's the number one thing that I want you to get clarity on. And as I said, you know, inside a tribe, we have our tech bonanza, where we walk you through a bunch of questions to answer that, okay? Now, I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to help you get clear on where you should put your focus. Because when we think of our stages, we follow what we teach. In the sense that there are five stages for us. Now, stage zero is where you build your base. And in stage zero, this is where you get clear on who do you serve? What problem do you solve? And how will their life be better or different as a result of joining your membership? The whole thing that I want you doing on at this stage is getting clear. Stage one, this is where you're building your audience. And this is where you are going to focus on your social media and building your, you know, your platform, right? And becoming known for something specific. But the whole focus here is consistency. Building your audience is about consistently showing up and becoming known for something specific. What are you known for? Exactly building off of what we talked about in stage zero when you're building your base. Who do you serve? What problem do you solve? How is your life going to be better? So what we're doing when you're building your audience is you're building consistency in speaking to that market, solving those problems. Stage two. Build your list. Now, here's the thing. Building your social media platforms is awesome. I highly recommend it. But you don't own those platforms. And so, on a drop of a dime, Google, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, they could just turn around and shut your channel off. They could delete your videos. They could ban you from a platform. And so you work all this energy and effort and sometimes money to build these platforms, and boom, at a drop of a dime, they could cut you off. This is why the platform you need to use to leverage to build your list. So the whole focus here emails. Stage three. Is build your membership. Now, the whole focus in this stage is real simple. Get going. Because here's the thing, you don't need a big audience. You know, again, we think that we need tens of thousands or thousands to get going. You don't. You just need a few hundred. So it's not going to take very long at all for you to be able to begin building your list and your audience to a point where you can do a founding member launch. This is why you saw hundreds of people this week do a founding member launch and experience success and create massive momentum for themselves. Because you do not need to wait. The whole goal on stage three is to get going. Stage four is to build your launch. And what I mean by that is that when you get to stage four, you've done your founding member launch and you've got members in. Now it's about, okay, rolling up the sleeves. Now we're going to do a standard launch, like a bigger launch, right? And so the whole goal here is growth. Growth. It's about taking and building off that momentum of that founding member launch and really growing at that point. And then stage five is build your business. And the whole focus here at the build the business stage is scaling. And this is where you're focused on team. This is where you're focused on processes. This is where you're really dialing in your metrics that allows you to be able to scale quickly. And this is where you see sites absolutely take off. Levi Cajula is a perfect example of that. This weekend, I think he has, I think he's already done it. I know it was on pace for this weekend. He crossed a major milestone, 10,000 members. 10,000 members in his guitar membership. Unbelievable, right? And but he's growing rapidly. As long as it's taken him to get to 10,000 members, he's going to more than double that before the end of the year, which is phenomenal because now he's scaling. He's gotten things dialed in. Now he's growing, and he's growing very, very quickly. That's what this whole stage is about. So when you think about this, I'm going to go to the slides here in just a second. You're going to experience... all kinds of growth yourself. And what I want you to realize is that no matter where you are on your journey, the most important thing that you can do is to get going. You've got to keep moving forward. And in the tribe experience, this is exactly what we show you to do. But the focus is going to be different for different people, right? But what I want you to realize is that when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the next best time? Today. It's the same with a membership site. When was the best time to have a membership? 10 years ago. When's the next best time? Today. And so my friends, you can get out of your own way. You can create momentum. You can make this happen. And I certainly want to show you how to do it. I'm going to go to the slides here. We're going to do a quick, I've got something juicy coming up for you. So in the past hour, we've talked about the three secrets. One, it's just as easy to make a recurring sale as it is a one-time sale. We talked about recurring memberships are the norm. We talked about how there's a boom in online education and people wanting and craving this information, especially now. We talked about the less you do, the more money you make, and it's completely counterintuitive. But we talked about the real reasons that people buy. They want more from you, they want less, and they want convenience and speed. And they want clarity and direction. We talked about how you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going. And start with the market's needs, the external and the internal research. Start with a founding member launch. Start with a Facebook group and an email list. We talked about the fastest way to launch is with the founding member launch. And if you're not the expert, you partner or curate. And we talked about the easiest membership to create, Facebook group and email. Cheryl Hatch, I want you to remember that story. She kept it super simple. And then you could always graduate to a platform after and really help yourself by answering the question, do you want to host this yourself or do you want somebody to host it for you? Listen, as you move forward, I want you to realize like you have what you need to be able to move forward with a membership site, and I want to encourage you to do it now. But you can't if you just sit and think and think and think. You've got to take action. And so my question to you is, will you commit to the new way? Will you commit to the membership? Let me hear it in the comments. Give me a yes. If you are ready to commit to the new way of doing business with a membership site. Yes, Nick, thank you. Tatiana, David, Dan, Crystal. Look at you guys, you're on fire. Everybody, yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Because my friends, this is the future for us as entrepreneurs. And I get so fired up and excited. I can't even begin to explain how happy I am to see so many of you who are saying yes to this new way of doing business. I saw, hell yeah, that is awesome. So right now you have three choices. You can do nothing with this information and you're not going to move forward. In fact, you'll move backwards because everybody else is moving forward. You can go it alone, and absolutely. But going it alone is going to be harder because you don't have that sounding board, that experience, that person to be able to ask questions when you need it. So it takes time to muddle through and figure out. Or you can let me support you. And so that's why I'm super excited to introduce you to the Tribe Experience. And the Tribe Experience is something that we have been doing now since 2016. And every single year, we obsess over helping you get results. Starting with the foundation strategy. And the foundation strategy is all about helping you understand who you serve, how you help, and building a foundation so that you have a rock solid base to be able to build from. So many times I see people who skip the foundation strategy. They don't have that clarity. They quickly rush things and put a whole bunch of content inside of a membership site. They're not understanding what model is for, what model is best. And they rush and without thinking through, and then they end up having to unwind a whole bunch of it. And what I want to do is I want to show you how to do it properly. We'll talk about the four reasons why somebody joins a membership, the two must-have pieces of research you need and how to find it, the six membership models and how to pick the one that's right for you, plus the three models for product sellers. We'll talk about the less stress membership philosophy and how to set this up so that you don't get burnt out and that you don't burn your people out. In module number two, we help you focus on and develop your content strategy. This is about creating your success path for your market, helping you create a year's worth of content in less than a week. Listen, I don't want you on any content treadmill. I don't want you creating a job for yourself. I want to show you how to do this easy and effortlessly. We're going to talk about the two types of must-have content for every site and why lots of content is actually the kiss of death and how to structure it so that your people make massive progress. Module three, we'll talk about your marketing strategy. This is whether you should have an open versus closed marketing plans and how to pick the one that's going to be right for you in your market. The seven pricing strategies and which ones have the highest ROI. The subtle pre-launch commitment campaign that generates massive momentum. The three-part launch process and the timing of each to maximize reach and conversion. This is about getting eyeballs to your offer and members in your membership. Module four is your retention strategy. The four reasons why people stay, the one minor tweak that will instantly triple the lifetime value of your members, the seven actions you want every member taking in the first 45 days, gamification, and the secrets to driving engagement and retention within your community. Module four is all about keeping your people happy. If they're happy and staying, they are paying. And the longer they stay and pay, the more profitable your site becomes. Module five is all about growth. And here we talk about the four stages of growth and where to be patient to avoid a site that tanks. So often people rush, and we'll tell you where to be patient to avoid making massive mistakes. We'll talk about the critical numbers you need to know in order to really scale the membership to a seven or even eight figure site, the roles you should be looking to hire for and the timing for when you should hire them, and how to attract highly engaged volunteers who will eagerly help manage your community. This is about growing with ease. As your site grows, the pressure and responsibility on your shoulders should shrink. So we'll talk about that. So who has this worked for? Well, person number one, if you're an established expert, we saw so many examples. This absolutely is for you. If you help solve an ongoing problem, if you help teach people, if you help create convenience, this is for you. If you already have an existing audience, oh my goodness, right? You don't need a massive audience, but if you've got an audience of just a few hundred people, look out, world, here you come. If you have an existing membership site, I often get asked, is this for people who haven't launched a site yet? Or is this relevant if I've got a site? If you've got a membership site already, I'm telling you, this is 110% for you because you're going to experience explosive growth because of a few tweaks, like Carrie Green. Carrie Green, she already had when she came to me, she already had a membership site with about 1,100 people. With a few tweaks, she more than tripled that membership in a year. Like Levi Cajula, we talk about him with a guitar site. When I met him, he had plateaued at $30,000 a month. With a few tweaks, based on what we learned in Tribe, he went from 30 to 54 to 70,000 plus to 100,000 the next month, and now he's beyond 10,000 members. If you'd like to start your first online business, there is no better business for you to start than a membership site. Even if you're not the expert, as we talked about earlier today, you can partner and or you can curate. And if you'd like to take your offline business online, and there are so many examples of this. Casey Hope taking her offline art studio online and providing art lessons. Or Sarah Williams taking her offline retail store and creating a subscription box, growing that from 300 members to more than 2,000 in the last 12 months. Or Tracy Shear taking her chiropractic business that's offline and creating an online membership that's specific for fitness professionals, helping women who have pelvic problems after pregnancy. I mean, talk about a super niche, but she has more than 800 plus members in that membership. So who is this not for? This is not for the tire kicker. This is not for the person who likes to learn some information but doesn't like to implement any information. If that's you, this is not for you if you're a tire kicker. It's not for the money magician. If you think that this is just going to be a money miracle, just because you bought it, instantly money's going to come into your account, I hate to break the news, this is not for you either. Is it going to take work and commitment? For sure it is. And it's definitely not for Mr. and Mrs. Know-It-All. And you know these people. You see them in the comments where people will say, oh, I've heard this before. Oh, I've done that before. Oh, somebody told me this. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I am telling you, 12 plus years of experience working with tens of thousands of people, I know what works. This is why we get results predictably day after day. So after being behind the scenes for 8 years, now 12 years, I should say, there's so many things that we've learned here. One, there's a much easier path to growing a thriving membership. It doesn't have to be stressful or all-consuming, and with the right strategy, it can be very profitable. Jeff Walker said, I've known Stu forever, and the guy is an absolute genius at taking material, breaking it down into frameworks, and making it super actionable. The lovely Amy Porterfield said, I would not have the successful membership I have today without Stu. I've literally implemented 3 separate million-dollar ideas thanks to Stu's marketing savvy and keen understanding of what sells. He cares deeply about those he serves and truly is the expert of all experts when it comes to memberships. Chris Carr, New York Times bestselling author. Stu has heart, epic smarts, and the jaw-dropping strategy to back it up. Stu inspired me to dream bigger and showed me exactly how to get there. I'm beyond lucky to be one of his coaching clients and don't plan on ever giving up my spot. James Wedmore. Stu McLaren is my secret weapon. Everything I learned to create a $550,000 per year membership, I learned from the guy. Gabby Bernstein, hiring Stu is one of the best business decisions I've ever made. Stu's guidance and expertise are priceless. After working with Stu, my company has a strong foundation, clear direction, and scalability. So here's what you get inside a tribe. It's the 6 core modules. The value of that is $1,997. You also get weekly coaching calls with me. And the weekly coaching calls, every single week, I will do a Q&A answering a whole bunch of questions. So as we work through the material, when you've got questions, I'm there. Every single week, we will have those questions. We also have an exclusive tribe discussion group. This is where the activity happens. This is where all the discussions happen. And what I can tell you is that we have more alumni who upgraded to come back again this year than ever before. These are tribers who have been with us year after year. When you join tribe, you get lifetime access to your version of the course. But if you'd like to come back through the experience again, there is an upgrade. And we have more alumni upgrading than ever before. Why? Because this tribe experience gets results. This is more than just modules and lessons. This is an experience designed to help you make massive progress. And so inside of here, you'll see literally every single day, people are posting in the group their results, launch after launch after launch, of how they are growing their memberships in all kinds of markets. And these kind of results come in virtually daily, where people are sharing what they're doing, how they're doing it, the results that they're getting. And it is absolutely inspiring. Just like the momentum that we saw this week, this is amplified. And so the community is incredible. Now, when you register tonight, or I should say when you register within the next 24 hours, you will also get a very powerful bonus called Simple Profits. Now, Simple Profits is a process upon which we developed in, sorry, I should say we brought in somebody who has developed a process to be able to launch very, very quickly just solely using Facebook. And her process is so effective that it allows you to get going fast, lightning quick, without having to do all the bells and whistles. And most importantly, it doesn't require any like tech beyond Facebook. So it's fast and it's easy. And so we break down this whole process and we show you exactly how to do it for yourself and your market too. And so you'll get this bonus within the next 24 hours when you register. So here's what you're going to get. You're going to get the 6 core tribe modules, the weekly coaching calls, the tribe discussion group, the early bird simple profits, total value $2,494, plus we're going to include a variety of bonuses. Namely, you're going to get the gamification super guide, which is where we're going to talk through how to create gamification, meaning how do you move people into action? How do you move people into implementation so that they make massive progress? We break it all down. Bonus number 2, you're going to get my 7-figure fill-in-the-blank launch scripts. When you are launching, many times you'll get unsure of yourself because you won't know what to say. And here's what I want you to know. These 7-figure launch scripts are literally the blueprint that I use to do 7-figure launches. It's exactly what I say and how I say it. And there's a strategy behind it. And the amazing part is you not only get these scripts, but you get them in a way where you answer questions and it magically adjusts the scripts right before your eyes. So it removes all of that heaviness of staring at a blank page, and instead you're walked through the entire process. And what this does is it makes it faster and easier for you to be able to effectively launch using proven scripts. Bonus number 3 is for you if you are in the early stages. It's called Instant Audience. And I'm so honored and grateful to be able to have the one and only Rachel Miller co-teach this. Her expertise is helping you grow your audience. And in Tribe, you will get this to help you quickly grow your audience. And if you've already got an audience, you're going to love this too because it's going to help you biggie size it. Bonus number 4 is memberships for product sellers. So if you are a product seller, I want to encourage you to come join us because this year we've teamed up with Susan Bradley, who specializes in helping product sellers. And specifically, we came together to talk about the new emerging membership models for product sellers.